Welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from the Comedy Store in West Hollywood, California. That's right. We are on the road again. On the road again. I'm holding in farts right on the road again. That's right, people. We're here. We're in the West Coast. I'm here for the Live U Up podcast this week. If you came out, we already did L.A., San Francisco, and Portland. Tonight, we are in some fucking place. We're in Seattle tonight. Going to be Vancouver tomorrow. Phoenix, Houston, Dallas, Austin. That's next week. So I got to get ahead. So I stopped over. And our good friend, Brett Erickson. What up, Brett? He's not even listening. He's helped us out to get over to the Comedy Store and open up the studio so I could get ahead a little bit for the next couple weeks so that you guys, you the listeners, wouldn't be left by your lonesome. You're welcome. You're welcome. I didn't want your Friday to get lonely. You need Papa JT, the Wizard of Ha, tickling your ears every Tuesday and Friday. And I do want to thank you for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Keep doing that. Make it your Instagram story right now. If I can get up from a hotel to get over here to tape a bunch of podcasts so that you'll have them, you can make it your Instagram story. Now I'm mad at you. Do it. Very excited about today's guest. She's been on before, an OKP, original key player. Very happy to have her back. Blair Saki, thank you for coming back.
Jared, hi. Wow, it's great to be back on the fucking J Train.
That's right.
All aboard.
Woo-woo! So good to have you back. Blair's fucking hilarious. And it's like, you know, you go to L.A. and you're like, I want the L.A. people. That's what you are now, but you moved.
Yeah.
So it's not like I can just be like, hey, come do the podcast.
Right, right.
We got to figure this out.
I know. I appreciated you thinking of me. I've just been, you know, hiking and exploring citrus.
Is that what you do? How has it been? You're from here, though.
Yeah, I'm from Orange County. It's great. I mean, I miss New York. I miss my friends. I miss a million club spots. But
sure.
Besides that, it's great. I mean, I'm a lot skinnier. I'm happier.
Awesome. Nothing, you know, nothing feels as, nothing is as good as skinny
nothing
feels.
Nothing tastes as good as skinny yeah. feels. That's a fucking lie. But yeah, no, it's great. I love it here. And I'm like being able to see my family and stuff.
I love your family posts.
Oh,
you put up a
you.
Lot of family stuff and I enjoy it.
Oh, that's
I like
nice.
When comics are human.
Yeah.
Which I think you are.
Oh, thank you.
But I like your stuff with your dad. Your dad seems like a fun dude. Like, he seems like he's in great shape and he eats well. But he eats refined. Like, I for the listeners, it's such a weird thing to have this view into people's life through Instagram. And I know people have this with me because I just came from my parents' place.
Oh,
and
like, I saw all the posts.
Yeah. And I'm posting.
Beach by noon, baby.
That's right. It's a lifestyle. It's a vibe. It's a mantra. But I'm saying, like, I have my mom on there, and people are like, more mom stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not going to, like, fucking direct my mom.
Yeah.
But I'm going to, like, they're going to be natural and something that I think. But it's weird because I'm like, I understand when people are like, I feel like I know you and your family. I know the vibe. When I see your dad on there, I'm like, I get the vibe. Ball busting dad.
Yeah.
Gives you shit, loves you,
yeah,
but loves to know that he can needle you every day.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean.
Is that, am I right?
That's no, I mean, my parents, it's just an extreme situation. My parents are both in their mid-60s mm-hmm. and both have abs. And
I hate them.
Yeah, and
hate to love them.
My dad is just like, he talks so much shit. He's very funny.
Yeah, he seems it. And you've tweeted about him too. So I'm like, I know, I feel like I understand his type of comedy.
Oh yeah, I try not. It actually informs a lot of how I'm able to, like, you know, a lot of like alt comics are like, you like Burr. I'm like, I identify so much with Burr. It's crazy.
It's
like
crazy.
I'm like, I know that person
yeah,
so much.
Sure.
Like, my dad's review of The Irishman was, I like how the women get up from the for the men so they can sit down.
That's the funniest that's review.
That's the takeaway well, that he got.
It's also, it shows you what your dad's mad at secretly. He's like sitting down places and he's like, these fucking women, if it was the 50s, I'd be king.
No, I think it's just like, he knows I'm in comedy. He knows I'm in this hyper-liberal, you know, situation.
I
so
love it.
He just is always...
Well, I think also it's like, it's funny that, you know, the person you're referencing that's like, I can't believe you like that. It's like, I can't believe you think you're funny. Like, I can't believe you can't understand how someone would think this is funny. Maybe it's not for you. Like, I like bringing on to this podcast perspectives. Like,
that's why we do
the show. We get a lot of similar emails, but it's also nice. That's why a new comic every time or new personality, it keeps it fresh because it's like, I don't know what side of the rope or whatever you're coming from.
Right.
But you, this is what makes it interesting and fun.
Yeah.
And it's like, I maybe someone's not my cup of tea, but I can understand why the tea is drank.
Yeah, or another thing that I realized, like, if someone works their ass off, whether I like their comedy or not, like, I respect anyone that works super hard.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's like, also, like, You're hating on someone that brings enjoyment to my dad?
Yeah.
These guys.
I showed my dad Sebastian Maniscalco, and he was like, no, this is comedy.
Yeah, there it is. I mean, everyone's aunt loves Sebastian.
Yeah, I love Sebastian.
And I do, too. I watch that thing, and I'm like, this is fun. This is this is kind of what I'm going for.
Yeah.
You know, like, I see stuff. So, now, are you living with your parents?
No, they live in Orange County, South Orange County.
Okay, I don't know how
that's
far.
Like, sorry, yeah. Why would you know that? It's like almost 2 hours away.
Okay, so I mean, they also look. I mean, you look very California, but they look the most California.
Yeah,
that's such a look though. Like someone said that to me. I don't know what that means to you when I say that, but someone says, I get a lot of times, I'll get like, you look Long Island,
right?
And I'll go, okay, you fucking anti-Semite, you know, like I. You know, like that's my first, like, fuck off.
Yeah, no.
You think I'm an ugly Jewish propaganda poster from the 20s. Like, yeah.
I mean, I was in New York for 5 years, and like the whole time I was there, everyone thought it was fish out of water. But I also dress very, you know.
Cali.
Yes.
You got the look down.
Yeah, I guess.
I need everyone to go follow Blair right now. She's fantastic and hilarious. At Blair Psaki on Instagram and Twitter. At Blair Psaki on Instagram and Twitter. Two C's, S-O-C-C-I. She'll be posted on my Instagram. Go follow her. Go support. She has a solo show called Chew on This. It's December 12th at 10 p.m. at the Lyric Hyperion.
Hyperion. In L.A., yeah.
Okay, the Lyric Hyperion. Tickets on Lyric website or Blair Instagram bio. Explain to the listeners, because we have LA people.
Yeah.
I know they're out there. Mm-hmm. They're coming to the show in LA tomorrow. So they should go to your show. What is Chew on This? I have a slight idea of what it is. And I think we're going to talk about it for the next hour because I have a lot of opinions on these types of subjects.
Yeah.
But please inform the listeners what Chew on This is, a solo show.
Well, I've never done anything like this. Like if I was
you're a stand-up.
Do...
You're a hilarious stand-up.
Yeah.
So what?
Well, it is only stand-up. I don't like sing or dance or anything.
Okay.
Thank
goodness.
Yeah, I mean, I already have this voice. But it's all about food. It's just all stand-up about food.
I love this idea.
Yeah.
You know why I love it? You talk about working hard. This is a working hard moment.
It's fucking
to do
been
one
killing
subject.
Me.
Yeah, but to do one subject, that's like my goal. Like I do like I'll do like 30 minutes of body image shit at the beginning of every show.
Yeah.
And I can see like sometimes I'll see like a dude be like, "What the fuck is going on here?" And I'll be like, "Yeah, don't worry. This will be over soon."
Right.
But it's tough to do that much material. So you're which is great. You're pushing yourself.
Yeah, thanks.
And what made you want to do it?
So I've always had a lot of food stuff in my act, and I've also had a ton of stuff written that I haven't even used because I was like, that's too much fucking food stuff.
I understand this completely. Like, I've had moments where I'm like I've been doing a lot of like hour sets at the Cellar recently, and I'm like, I remember after one, I was like, I should have just done all dating stuff. I should have just pushed myself and struggled through it a bit to like see what this sounds like of an hour of dating stuff because I think I could do it, but I wasn't sure. Like this is, I'm envious of your This is tough to do.
Yeah, well, I just came off a 4-month
bravery.
Oh, thank you. Yes, incredibly brave.
Yeah.
I just came off a 4-month tour with Ron Funches.
Okay.
And like I was doing, you know, you're doing for me anyways. I was like doing my A stuff,
of course.
Trying to fly. And like during it, I was like, Jesus, I never want to say any of this fucking shit again.
I know.
And I had like this bit that kind of became about Triscuits that turned into a 5-minute bit.
Okay, great.
And it's just like very extreme. And then I was like, I have so much of this stuff. You know what? I'm going to make a whole show.
I love this. So everyone needs to go see Chew on This. It's a solo show. I mean, what a cool... I'm jealous of this whole thing. Because I saw the post where I'm like, Jared, you're fucking up. Just fucking eating your lunch. What are your feelings on Triscuits? You don't have to... Don't give away the bit, but... like them or hate them?
They're awful.
Well, this is the end of the podcast. I'm a fan.
I know, but people ride so hard for them.
Well, people ride hard for everything. If you come out strong against or for something, there's like a reaction for every action.
Yeah.
Like what is it? Oh, I posted about steel cut oats. Like I think that's the dumbest thing in the entire, like the guy today, I was at a coffee place.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to eat oatmeal. I used to eat oatmeal every day.
Yeah.
And at some point, I got off of the oatmeal kick, and I was like, it's too much food. Like, for some reason, I was like, I can't. For some reason, I was like, man, the problem with my weight is the oatmeal. Like, no, you fucking idiot. Look at a horse. A horse eats oats, and look at it. You don't see any fat horses.
Yeah.
So maybe it's the alcohol, you fucking idiot. So I'm back on oats.
Yeah.
And so I go to the guy at the coffee place, West Hollywood, and I'm like, I go to a coffee, and I'm like, I got my protein shake. I'm going to have it with my oatmeal. I go, you got oatmeal here? And he goes, we have steel cut oats.
Yeah.
And I go, and like, I'm in my head, I'm seething. Because I'm like, you don't know the fucking difference is. I don't know the difference is.
I don't.
Why are you saying this? Just say we got the oats.
Right. We got the oats.
What do you?
I just did a 15-day vegan cleanse coming off a tour. I was like, I want to snap back.
Yeah.
The breakfast was oatmeal, half cup of oatmeal with berries, and I hadn't had oatmeal in I don't know how fucking long. I like meat at breakfast.
Yeah, the oatmeal, there's nothing good about it except the feeling you have when you're done. I think it's like, to me, eating oatmeal is like going to the gym. Like, you don't like it during it. You don't like when you're about to do it. When you're done, you're like, oh, wow, I'm not shitting myself every 5 seconds. This is great.
For me, I was like, it's fine.
Oh,
I was like,
I'm sorry.
Whatever. I'm like, it's sustenance, you know?
Yeah, it is.
I'm never going to be like, wow, oatmeal is so fucking good.
No. No one's eating oatmeal because they love it. They're lying to themselves. All right, but so let's do the podcast. You ready? JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com here with Blair Psaki. @BlairPsaki. The show is December 12th. It's a solo show called Chew on This. I know this audience is going to love it, so go. I haven't looked at these emails in so long. I'm like out of shape for this show.
I'm so excited. You know, I love your social media so much.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, I love your comedy too, but like, I love the charcuterie board assessments, and I also love the dating advice.
Oh, thank you.
You know, I've texted you a few times asking dating app stuff.
You
because
have.
Because I love your analysis.
Thank you. Well, the charcuterie board, that's where the Triscuit thing speaks to me, because when I come out with a charcuterie board thought, I'm like big on anti-grapes right now.
Yeah, no, I've been watching closely.
You're informed.
Yeah.
And people are like I get mad. Like people are like, no, I like the sweet with the savory. And I'm like, no, but if you were in a fucking desert island, grape isn't on the list.
Right.
Like, what are we talking about? So I understand. Help a girl adjust to a new climate.
Okay.
This could be.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Big fan of your resting rant voice, your Twitter presence, and the decision to moonlight as a charcuterie critic. Again, is this you?
Here we go.
I just graduated from a small private college, found a rewarding job, and got my own place. It's an exciting time for this 22-year-old girl. I'm happy with my life and its independence, so I'm not rushing to get a boyfriend, but life is more exciting when you have a crush or at least someone you're excited to get a text from, you know? Yeah, we can understand that. I'm on the standard set of dating apps and fell into a pattern this summer. I'd meet up with a guy a couple times, they'd want to keep seeing me, and I'd break it off. Either a major red flag would surface or they would just be too different from what I expected based on their profile. Normal. I don't ghost, not afraid of confrontation, but it still makes me feel bad to reject, rinse, repeat. Currently taking a break from the apps while I figure out what my deal is and seek advice on what to do differently. Coming from such a tight-knit college environment, my dating pool was comprised of people I already knew. I didn't use Tinder or Bumble or all that back then. I could get to know guys in classes, extracurriculars, become attracted to them in non-dating contexts, and then make a move if I was feeling it. I want some suggestions how I can meet guys in person without pretense or expectations set up by dating profile. A lot of what attracts me to someone is the sound of their voice and how they behave in social settings. Those things don't come across on Bumble. I'm active in my community, and most of my fellow volunteers are decades older and married. I can't count on extracurriculars to do the trick like they did in undergrad. So, do you think it's outdated for a girl to go to bars alone to meet someone when the culture is so app-centered? When I go out to bars with my friends, catching up with them is the priority. I don't want to be the friend who's half paying attention to the conversation, half prowling for men. Do you have any suggestions for where I could go out solo in Chicago? If I go to a bar and a guy offers to me a drink, what's a go-to drink I could order that's cool and also isn't too expensive? Please help a red wine lover not be so overwhelmed by lengthy beer lists. Being in my early 20s is fun. It won't last forever. I just want to get the most out of it. Thanks. I love this email. Very thoughtful, well-written, has awareness. Blair, do you have any thoughts? Any?
Yes, I mean, very analytical. Wow. Yeah.
I like that, like, you're laughing at it. You're like, I don't relate to this at all.
No. I was like, is this bitch an engineer? Jesus Christ.
It's a fantastic email.
Yeah. No, wow. I mean, you've really considered this from all angles, but like you're 22. When I was 22, I went to a bar with a couple of my girlfriends. I'd point at a guy.
Yeah.
And be like, you're in love with me.
Yes.
And literally, we'd be making out.
Yeah.
22, bitch, you can do anything you want. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Yeah, you run the bar.
Yeah, I think, like, you don't need to go to a bar by yourself. You can go with your friends and be like, hey, let's slay some dick tonight.
Totally. She said something very important. She's like, I'm not going to be in my early 20s for long. Yeah, that means your early 20s, it's not really, how do I put this? It's your early 20s, the biggest difference is that you have a lot of friends.
Yeah.
You have a lot of people in your contact list who are down to go out.
And who want to go out all the time.
And want to meet people. And so when the way she says it, I think she's being a little too hard on herself, where she's like, I don't want to be the one prowling. I'm here to meet my friends. It's like, you need to open up your hangouts to... Maybe your hangouts need to be about meeting guys. You know, where you
absolutely.
Have, hey, three girls. You call two other girls. Let's go out and find some date.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing wrong with that at all. Be safe, obviously. You know, ask the right questions. Make sure you're watching your drink and make sure all those things that a parent would tell you. But at the same time, like, this is the time of your life to go with friends, not alone. You can be 45 and divorced at a hotel bar. And sad looking, a lot, you know, like, we have listeners of that age too, but I'm saying the reason they're alone is because their friends have babies and things to do.
Yeah. No, what I was going to say is you're 22, you're putting so much, it sounds like you're putting a lot of thought into meeting the right guy. And it's like, just be loose, have fun, go out, like, with your friends. Like, there's no reason you need to be going to a bar alone. I've been thinking about this. I'm so jealous because now I'm in my 30s and like, I can't just date a comedian I have a crush on because he's in my vicinity, because I want to like settle down. So I can't just date these fucking jackasses anymore that I have a great time with. Like, you can date whoever the fuck you want and do whatever you want. Like, I think you're thinking too seriously right now.
I do too. I think, like, you got to lighten up. Also, no, the one thing she also wrote, and I know this podcast can be a little bit misleading. She writes the app centric world. Everyone wants to be off these apps.
Oh, right.
Everyone wants the wildness of a night out with their friends,
yeah,
where they end up in a bed that's not their own.
Yeah.
That's kind of the dream, a safe, fun night with someone that you just met on the fly that you don't know what's going to happen. Maybe it's something bigger. Maybe it's not. Probably not. So
yeah,
it's like that's kind of the fun of early 20s. And like, listen, let me tell you this right now. You know, Blair's like, just said she's in her 30s. She's not looking for that. Guys in their 30s are looking for that, for what you're looking for too. Like,
yeah,
you know, you go to a bar, guys are fucking idiot, immature assholes, and they're out there looking for the same thing as you. Where,
yeah,
it's like,
for fun.
For,
yeah,
fun. So I think you're in a good position. I think Chicago's the perfect city for this. I think get the troops together and let them know it's D night.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Fucking, you know, woo woo.
You can
sound
have a
the
girl
horn
night the next night.
You can get to know each other on a Sunday afternoon. You can catch up. Thursdays for hunting. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Blair Saki at Blair Saki on Instagram. We're sponsor people. Woo! Roman. Guys are terrible at taking care of their health, whether it's a knee injury, bad back, or something worse. Guys are usually more comfortable with rubbing some dirt on it than seeing a doctor. I'm guilty of it myself. Yeah, I'm the worst with this shit. I today went to the gym, did some squats. What up? My knee is like hurting a little bit. In my mind, I was like, well, fuck your knee. You gotta fucking look better. You know, like I'm like one of those idiots. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing this in my everyday life. We don't take care of ourselves enough. And a lot of it has to do with like the guy thing of like, eat what you hunt, you know, where it's like, everything's easy and lazy and nothing's planned. Like that girl in the last email, she's like, well, everyone's just looking down at their phone. No. Guy will look up from his phone, see you make eye contact with him and go, oh, you look good.
Yeah.
You know, like, what are you fucking?
Put on a low-cut top, sweetie.
That's right. I didn't say that. The female guest said that. But I agree.
Power.
The same is true for erectile dysfunction. Studies show 70% of guys who experience ED don't get treated for it. Thankfully, Roman created an easy way to get checked out by a doctor and get treated for ED online. That's the dream, people. To turn on your computer, beep, boop, 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 put in your problem, have someone go, you got a problem, and then prescribe you something. This is what we're all fucking looking for. So listen, you can do everything discreetly online. No waiting rooms, no bad trips to the pharmacy. All you have to do is visit GetRoman.com/JTrain, complete an online visit, chat with a doctor, and if the doctor decides it would be safe and appropriate, they'll ship genuine medication right to your door in discreet, unmarked packaging. For a free online visit, go to GetRoman.com/JTrain. That's GetRoman.com/JTrain for a free online visit and free two-day shipping. GetRoman.com/JTrain. Get on that.
Oh, my God. I'm seriously so glad someone invented that. Holy
right?
shit.
This is for you, ladies.
It is for us.
Really?
Yes.
Are you dealing with ED dudes? Are you seeing that?
I'm not right now, but I certainly
are
have.
Are you seeing someone now?
No.
No? So you're out there. You're meeting guys.
It's a big problem.
It's an issue.
It's a big problem out there.
I've said this in the past, but one of these companies did a commercial with Snoop Dogg. And it's so funny. Here's how fucked up guys are about their penis. Snoop Dogg got paid like millions of dollars probably.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And in the commercial, he goes, ED's a big problem. Not for me, but maybe for you.
He insisted that was in the contract.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, I'm not fucking
No. You can say not for you.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
So he's getting paid by this company. Like, if I was paid $1 million by like, listen, I'm reading it on the air now. I'd be like,
yeah.
I got a dead dick. Like,
yeah,
I'd be out there. Like, Snoop Dogg's like, no, I got principles.
I know, that's hilarious.
He's like, I don't care if I'm known as the king of weed.
It is a big problem, though.
Yeah. I mean, not for me, but I can understand.
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Blair Saki, December 12th, chew on this. Booked a trip to London with a London guy. I haven't seen him in 8 months. Help. JTrain, feather. I found myself in a very niche situation and would love your wisdom. I was working in London January. What does the fuck that mean?
January.
Oh.
Just a typo.
Man. Wow. I didn't know June. I'm one letter away from not knowing June. Man, I feel dumber and dumber every day. I was working in London, Jan to tune.
Jan to.
So, but I'm Ron. I'm Ron Burgundy. Like, that's the same thing. Of last year, met with. So January to June of last year, met a guy early on. We were together for the duration of my stay, and it was incredible. However, I decided to end things when I moved back to Boston, even though I didn't want to, because I didn't want to do long distance. Surprise, surprise, he slid way back into my DMs around August, and we've texted every day since. I'm going to be honest, it was definitely due to mutual loneliness, and it was nice to have someone to lightly talk to every day while I trudge through this part of my life. I'm leaving my job in December and planning to move next year, so I haven't really been dating. Long backstory, but basically one day we were talking, got carried away, and booked a trip together in January. In theory, I'm excited because I miss him. But now I kind of feel weird because we haven't talked in person in 8 months, which is wild. Normally, I would think of this as a super strange, but since we dated for almost 6 months, it doesn't feel that way. One, how weird is this? Okay, Blair, is this weird?
Not weird at all.
Not at all.
I am like,
I've never been less, I've never thought of a situation that's less weird. It's not like you met him on some like third party site and then you're going to meet him, but you've never seen his picture. Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, yeah. This is a 90 day fiance.
This is a guy you talk to every single day.
This is a guy whose dick you've hypothetically already sucked.
Yeah. Like,
okay, so we're, listen, get weird off the table.
Yeah.
How weird is this? Okay, we both agree now. I've never been in a texting situation before, but somehow the time just escaped. Yeah, you know, this is weird to your mom. This isn't weird to us. It's weird to your mom because she's like, how could you go to London and then text a guy? Yeah. You writing letters? You know, like, she'd be annoying about it.
Yeah.
This is not weird to 2019 young people.
I'm never not in a text relationship with someone I wouldn't date in real life.
I mean, my girlfriend said to me the other, like, we were in a big fight. She's like, we have a relationship over text. I'm like, yeah, that's what it is. That's what every relationship is.
That is what every relationship is.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. I get it, though. It's hard. Like, I recently cut one off because I was like, this isn't good. I'm like, it's discouraging me from dating because I'm like getting needs met.
Oh, you were getting enough met through the text.
Through like a text relationship.
Interesting. That's funny because it is one of those things where it's like, you get to write your own script. You get to sound cool. You get to sound like however you want to sound.
Yeah.
You also don't have to do anything. It's like the laziest. Like, you literally, you could be laying next to your phone watching TV where the phone is, you're only talking to one person. Yeah. But you're like, I get to do this on my own time.
Yeah, but also you can accidentally get close because you're like, I'm never going to date this person. I'm totally.
Sure.
And then I was like, oh, wait. Do I like this person? I gotta go.
Yeah,
bye.
Yeah. You can get close over text without really being close. Yeah, and it isn't real, though. Like, the thing is, like, you don't really know someone until you see how they react to the things you say. It's like, it's a little bit of a fake, it's a false closeness. But so I understand why she's asking if it's weird, but you did have this 6 month period together where you're like, I know this works in person and it will be great. So lean on the experience you had while also knowing that this texting you've been having is because of loneliness, but it exists because you had good experiences in the past together. So she writes,
have a great time.
How do I go about this with knowing there is a high possibility it won't be the same anymore? Side note, I'm a dual citizen and I'm trying to move back to London next year. And he knows that. Also, side note, the texts are basically friendly and we aren't a couple anymore. Thanks. Classic Shelb, our normal producer, does celeb lookalikes, and she's asking for one, but he's not here today. She's very cute.
Kate Middleton.
She's got a Middleton look.
That
yeah.
one on the left?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, she's cute. What do you think? I think what do you think about this?
It sounds like she's worried she's not going to be physically attracted to him.
Really?
When she was like, how do I, because the question is, what, I'm worried it won't be the same?
And that's like, interesting. I never thought of it that way.
Oh, because it's like, you already planned the trip. You talk every day. You like each other enough, even if it ends up as just friends. Just have a great time. Bang.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want. There's no real strings attached. Yes. Yeah,
I think she's got to go. She's got to have fun. She's got to enjoy it. Act like a couple. See, you know, see what, try on the shirt. See if it fits. consider this like a second round of dating.
Yeah.
And she says she wants to move back to London. Yeah, this might work out. Like, listen, everybody has their story. Everyone has a version of how they got together with who they're with. It's not clean. It's not, you know, sometimes you break up and you go, oh, wait, we came back together over Instagram because we were lonely. But then we realized, like, then we even gave each other more of each other because we dug into it. Like, I think this is a good thing. Like, I'm not someone who I like that they broke up. I like that they broke up. And when she moved, she didn't like chase after this like security blanket of the boyfriend back home. And she went and fucking went for it. And now, you know, he's coming back. And that's, you know, a lot of times women will write like, hey, he says he doesn't want to be in a relationship. And then and I understand that. So we're just going to hook up. And I'm wondering if he'll ever change his mind. And I'm like, and my advice is always like, I don't think this is the way to see if he'll change his mind.
Oh my God, no. God, it's hard because like people who ask that question knowing what the answer is already. And but the answer is like, if they're telling you explicitly you don't want a relationship.
Yeah. And then I say to them, and I hate saying this because I'll go, you have to take a break. You have to stop. And maybe they come back. And I say, maybe they come back.
The when percentage, they realize what they lost. Yeah, it
but
does
the percentage
work.
Is 1%.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, and I hate saying it because it's such, it's not.
I'd say it's probably like 15% in my guess.
Let's say it's 15. Yeah, fine. Yeah. But you can't count on the exception to be the reality.
Oh, not
so
at all.
15% is what we're coming to, we're agreeing on, okay, right. As the number. So this situation where he came back, he did come back to you after a long enough time being single where you were single. I like that you're cautious. I like that you guys took a real break. Have this fun thing. Act like your fucking boyfriend and girlfriend on the trip. See how it feels. And then you leave. And then you see if it's someone you're, like, sometimes there's just a magnetic thing where it's like, we always come back to each other.
It's the worst.
Is it?
Oh, my God.
Has that happened to you?
I was on and off with someone for 8 years.
8 years?
Yeah. It's done.
Explain
but.
That.
Well, I mean, he's from my town, but he's how I started comedy. And then we got back together right before I moved back from New York, and we were together for like a year.
You got together right before you moved back from New York.
While I was still in New York.
So then you came back here. You guys were together.
Yeah.
So this is pretty recent.
I mean, a little. We've been broken up for like 15 months or something.
Not that you're counting or anything.
Yeah.
Do you talk at all?
No, but I'm always about breakups. No talk.
I'm that way too.
I don't think how are you supposed to detach or like you? I feel like it's great to have like when you end things, and I like to part on like nice ways and then like a mutual block on everything.
Yeah, it's
I
healthier.
Have not seen one thing. Of my ex, and I don't cheat either. I never look, and my friends are always like, "Are you fucking insane?" I'm like, "No, I don't want to look. Like, yeah. I don't. I want to move on."
That's the thing. I want to move on is such a great thing to say because it does have to. You have to want to.
Right.
You have to because it is there.
Yeah.
You know the account is there.
Yeah.
You know you can find it.
Mm-hmm.
You know you can look and you can think of what if, and it's really the reality is. You already decided on what if.
Oh, yeah, totally.
15 months ago, you decided there is no what if.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you have to trust 15 months ago you to make the decisions for today you.
Well, I feel like it now, like, I mean, I get crushes on comics all the time, but it's so different than when I was in my 20s where I was like, oh, yeah, I could have a relationship with this person. I'm like, no, I can't.
Well, I mean, this email relates. Tough love when seeking closure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, 1,000%.
My ex and I broke up nearly a year ago for quite unclear reasons, which has meant the pain has lasted a long time as I have spent a lot of energy trying to work out what happened. In a nutshell, he appeared to have an emotional breakdown, expressed that he was a manic depressive, and although he loved me, he didn't know what he could give me in the relationship. Other seemingly secondary issues he cited at the time were about our opposite working schedules. I'm a teacher, he's a bartender, and although he was never said so, I think there were issues with communication. Yeah. all relationships, and us having slightly different sex drives, me wanting more and him physically closing off more and more by the end of the relationship. I eventually ended it after weeks and of to and fro. She also wrote she's from UK, and I skipped that, but that's why to and fro. But even though we stayed in touch platonically for contact, but I eventually ended it after weeks of off of to and fro. I guess that's off and on there. But even though we stayed in touch platonically, for context, the relationship itself was only a year long but felt very intense. Fast forward to December. We now live in different cities. We recently met for coffee when I was visiting town. I expressed that I was still in love with him and struggling to move past the idea of us. He said that he felt the same, but that things were complicated. When I asked for answers, he declined to give any. A week or two later, and I have now seen on Facebook that he has a new girlfriend. Dun, dun, dun. As I've seen photos of them on holiday together with a mutual friend. He said he didn't tell me because he missed me and wanted to keep me in his life. I said that I couldn't understand why and that it must be about satisfying his own ego and keeping me on the back burner, which he denied. He said he's trying to move on and he was the happiest that he's ever been with me, but that things are just different now. I'm hoping this is the reality check that I need to finally move on, but I'm looking to you for some kind of answers that I can give myself in the absence of clarity. Why would he say he's still in love with me, but that things are different now? I want to believe that if someone truly loved me, that there would be enough and we'd figure it out, which is probably really naive. No, it's not. I don't think it's a naive thought at all. What do you think?
I think that...
Hold on.
Oh, go ahead.
Sorry about that. I'll read the rest of this.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm tired of using his poor mental health as a crutch for what may have been other issues in our relationship that I have not yet accepted. I write to you after another sleepless night of anxiously overanalyzing. So my final question is, how do I stop giving this mental energy and finally move on? Love your refreshing insights. Forgot to mention that I'm 25 and he is 29. So go on. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. But I think that, you know, in the last email, they broke up because she moved. And besides that, I think that 99% of breakups are meant to be. And speaking from my own experience, on and off relationships do not work. Mm. There's a reason for them. And this guy, there could be a truth that part of him still is in love with you. But the fact is he's moved on and is in a whole nother relationship. I don't think anyone should be waiting around for anyone or convincing someone to get back together with them.
Yeah, I'm with you. I totally agree with what you said about, like, these all end for a reason.
1,000%.
And it's like when people say my mental health, and listen, I'm not downplaying mental health and issues people have, but, you know, to me it seems weird when you're going through something to ask someone you love you less, to go away.
Yeah.
You know, you want support. And I know, and the fact that he has a new girlfriend, I mean, like, that kind of debunks the whole thing. Like,
yeah.
Why is this girl better equipped than you were? And I think, here's what I really think. I think he does love you.
Yeah.
I think you can love a lot of people.
Yeah.
I think you can love a lot of people at different parts of your life.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can also know that someone you love isn't the fit for you to be with as a partner.
Yes.
So it's okay. You can be like, I get why.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what? The hardest part about ending something with someone where you love them is you kind of wish you'd walk in on them cheating on you.
Yeah.
You wish you had a hard, you know, concrete reason that you could go,
right,
you cheated.
Yeah.
I leave. This has no reason. So for someone that, like him, where he's like getting asked for answers, he's getting asked for answers he can't give.
Yeah.
So that's why every time you go to him, he goes to a new thing that he has to say to not hurt you. He can't look at you and go, yeah, I love you, but I don't want to ever marry you and be with you.
Right.
He can't say that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's impossible to say to someone you love. But that's the reality. The reality is...
Or this girl, or like, yeah, what you're saying, he could definitely love you, but this girl's a better fit for him.
And I think, let's take this out of his hands. You are great and wonderful in your own special way. I'm not just blowing smoke. I'm just saying there's a butt for every seat. You know, you're going to figure this out. I think you need to, and Blair said this before, shut it down. You gotta unsubscribe. You can't be platonic. You can't handle this. It's you know what? Some love is a drug. So that's my new single coming out next week.
So, but
I fully agree, though. No, it fully
love
is.
Love is a drug. You know it from when you watch 90 Day Fiancé, and you see these people that are like out of their minds. They just have like they have like fucking like fog over their eyes. Love is a drug. Right now, you can't interact with the drug in this way. Everyone, when you know,
you're
some
having
people,
withdrawals. Yeah, like you can't.
Yeah, it's like, you know, those people that are like, I'm an alcoholic. If I have one beer, I'll have 1,000.
Yeah.
This is your version of that.
Yeah.
If you have one coffee, you're going to want all the coffee
right,
with
right,
them.
Right.
So you can't do this. You have to let go of them. You have to unsubscribe. You have to be appreciative of this part of your life. This is I think, what happens a lot with people in breakups is they go, they're like wishing for a time to have back. It's not a waste of time. Your relationship is the reason you are the person you are today.
Mm-hmm.
It's the reason that you're going to judge the next person based on what the last person you liked and didn't like.
Yeah.
So you've just gotten taste from him. Be appreciative of that. Be appreciative of that you had it, and everything happens for a reason. Everything happens for the best. And what happened with him? It was great. You said it was intense. It was a good year. Time to find someone to have a new year with.
But these on and off relationships, I know this so deeply, but I wish just everyone knew, like, they don't work. Like, you think they're going to work.
Yeah.
And it's all it is like, it ends up being drama. And it's like, everyone deserves easy, like, nice love where both people are on the same page, not trying to work so fucking hard.
That's the thing. And it's like, this is already more work than it's worth.
Yeah.
Like, you are...
Spend the work getting over him.
Yeah, it's time to go.
Yeah.
Gabagoo. Listen, we're sponsor people. Woo, this is the sponsor. I need you all to listen closely, okay? This is the sponsor. I saved it for the end for the real OGs, okay? Because if you're listening right now, I'm going to give you free money. Ring that bell. Ding, 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 ding. Free money alert. Honey, 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 honey. Giving holiday gifts is great. Overspending on all those gifts is definitely not. So why spend more than you have to? Finding the lowest price is easy if you have Honey. Honey is a free browser extension that automatically finds the best promo codes whenever you shop online. All right. So listen, you go online, you beep, boop, 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 boop. You put in what you're buying. You put in your checkout. Literally, Honey pops right up and starts going through the internet to find you the deal. So that's Papa JT giving you free money for the rest of time. You're welcome. So Honey has found over 10 million members, over $1 billion in savings. Honey supports over 20,000 stores online. Honey has over 100,000 five-star reviews on Google Chrome Store. If you are buying gifts this holiday season, then you need Honey. If you're not, you probably know someone who is, so do them a solid and tell them about Honey. Honey can help make sure that you're getting the best price for whatever you're buying. It's free to use and installs in just 2 clicks. Get Honey for free. joinhoney.com/JTrain. That's joinhoney.com/JTrain. People, if you don't go to joinhoney.com/JTrain, you're a fucking idiot, because I have it and I use it. I'm just telling you, like, you couldn't be dumber. And maybe we'll find out that the reason the Russians stole all our information is from Honey, but who knows? That's what we got. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Brett, how much time are we at? Is he even listening? They're watching TV in there.
Yeah. Watching some tight ass video where someone just
some cool YouTube
gets hit in the face.
Let's do. We'll do 2 more emails. Okay. We can get to. Let's get to 7. Okay.
Okay.
Let's do.
It makes me sad thinking about people convincing others to love them.
It sucks, and you know what? You don't have to do that.
Yeah.
Like, you really don't. And I think the idea is that. Here's the thing. It's, you know what's hard to do when someone says, get down and do push-ups?
Yeah.
And you go, how many?
Yeah.
As many as you can.
Right.
And then you go and start doing push-ups. You do like 3 and you're like, oh, I can't do more than 3.
Yeah.
And then someone says, go do 20 push-ups. And you go, yeah, I can do fucking 20. And then you do 20.
Yeah.
That's the difference. That's 20 push-ups is the relationship you had.
Right.
Doing a bunch of push-ups is the future of what my relationship's going to be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just different.
I know.
Politics, the South, and dating. Thanks for everything you do. I'm one of your biggest supporters down here in Tennessee. Woo! Sue! I'm coming to Tennessee. Nashville, baby. I'm coming for Zany's? A very special Valentine's Day Ooh. Show. Zanies. Get your tickies. JaredFree.com. Speaking of Tennessee, my question is concerning how to date someone who is your polar opposite politics-wise. I have friends who would say to just not date them. They aren't your match, which seems reasonable. However, I'm a liberal in the South. It seems like there's no way to avoid dating someone conservative unless I want to wait until I'm 93 to get married. I have been on many dates and have yet to meet a single man who is either moderate or doesn't think politics is a big deal. Every single one has been the biggest conservative, and they say they cannot date me if I don't convert. It seems very... That's everybody like, you dated is that way?
That's like where I'm from.
This has happened many times, including a long-distance relationships. For background, I'm pretty liberal, but only talk politics if they got brought up. I'm not someone who goes out of the way to stir the pot. I met a guy a few weeks ago, and it seemed like it might end for the same reason. He's convinced that he's going to change me and tell him that the only way this will work is if he accepts it, and we agree to disagree. We kind of let things up in the air about it recently, and I just don't know what to do. Is it hopeless if you date someone who is your polar opposite in politics? I try to be understanding and calm during discussions, but the guys usually get pretty heated up and wind up escalating to yelling frequently. How do I avoid this? Sincerely, liberal in the South. Yeehaw. She wrote yeehaw. So what do you think? You said
they end up yelling at you.
I mean, this seems.
Okay. Well, okay.
This
well,
seems
I
to
can
me.
Relate I, to this.
But hold on. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
You need to date nicer dudes.
Yeah. To me, this isn't like to me. You I can't listen. I'm taking the listener at their word. But I travel the country every week. I was just in Alabama. It's, you know, there's a lot of straw men and women being built in this world on the internet. I can go and tweet right now, oh, man, I went to a coffee shop with this vegan hipster loser. You know, I can paint a picture of someone that doesn't exist. And you would all be like, fuck that vegan loser hipster. You know, like, we can all do that. You know, I believe that people are way more nice, way more considerate when you meet them in person. I do understand this does happen, but you're saying...
Well, I do think you need to date... You need a chill dude.
These people are just not good people.
Yeah, but it is confusing. I get it. Like, I'm from Orange County and everyone's Republican there. Everyone I are grew they? Up with, my whole family, everyone I know. Mm. And I'm liberal, but like when... it's confusing. Like, I'm attracted to a lot of the guys there.
Sure.
So I don't know. But I feel like a guy who loves you is not going to give a fuck. But I get it that a lot of people you're around are Republican. I think you just need to find a more chill dude that's more your fit.
And listen, there are chill Republicans. There are people that don't end conversations with, agree to disagree. I disagree. Agree to disagree. Like, there are people out there that disagree with you but can empathize with a position. That's not, you know, so to me, this isn't a, like she asks, can you date someone who's a polar opposite politically? I do think you can.
Yeah.
But that person also has to respect you and respect your opinion.
That's bigger issue.
That's the bigger issue here. Yeah. It's not about,
like you guys could be, I mean, you could.
This person could be a more liberal version of you and treat you the same way. Right. They could say, you're using a plastic straw.
Yeah.
Do you know how many? You know, like, and you could be like, "Well, I didn't even know," and they'd be like, "You have to know." You know, like, this could be the same for anyone on any. Right. There's a spectrum for all this stuff. I think, like, to me, it's strange that you're meeting these people on dating apps or however you're meeting them, and they're such, like, you're having good conversations on the apps, and then finding out, like, to me, when, like, I've gotten this question before where they're like, I met someone, we get along great, then I found out that they voted Republican. And I'll go, yeah, but you met and you were great. How they voted, I know you might disagree with how they voted, but you got to this point. You know, like, you obviously have some commonalities and it's been good so far if that's the only thing, but that's a different thing than they're yelling at you.
I mean, the question too is like, yeah, well, one, you should be dating a nice person. Two, it's like, do you care that they're Republican? Because maybe you're bringing this up too soon. Maybe you should keep it under wraps like an STD until like when you need to like have sex.
Yeah, like, yeah, I don't, she says she doesn't stir the pot, but it's like, and not to blame the emailer, but I'm like, how does this even come up? Like,
yeah, maybe you need to wait a while so that like there's a connection and maybe it's like
it does become a little bit like religion. Because if you do, even saying, even on a date, like I've never been on a date and been like, so what's your politics? Like
I would never say that.
Like if we're getting along, we're getting along.
Yeah.
And if they later said to me, like if we were like a couple weeks in, they were like, yeah, nah, yeah, I go around throwing blood at people in fur coats. I'd be like, really? I'm like, well, that's news. And I would be like, why do you do that? And they're like, well,
I never saw that coming.
Didn't see it coming. Well, where do you keep the blood? Like, I would be more, I'd be like, I guess, cool. I don't know. Like, I'd be like, I don't agree with that, but I want to know where this came from. I'd be more inquisitive than I would be like
every waking day in this country. I just want to be less around extreme people side, less.
If you like anything, I hate you.
Like if you are extreme in any way. On any side, I do not want to be near you.
This is politics. This is food. This is like anything. It doesn't matter. Anything. If you care too much about something, I don't want to date you. I want everyone to go, I don't know, we're all going to die. I want every conversation to end with, I don't know, we're all going to die anyways. Who cares?
It's just like, it feels so like contentious all the fucking time.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm trying to have a good life.
I'm trying to chill.
I'm trying to have a happy
day.
Well,
that's your privilege, Blair.
I know. Like, well, and you're like, I am privileged.
But can you imagine being around someone who's like, oh, that's your privilege? Like, like that would be like, I would get the fuck away from me.
Well, you were just trying to intercede what someone was thinking.
Yes.
Just hearing me say
I'm trying
that.
To cut off
yeah.
the asshole by being the asshole. Yeah, it's all fucked up. I'm just saying, like, this guy.
I feel sorry for her.
I don't like that you're going on dates like this. If someone was to be that not understanding about that, they're not understanding about everything else. So if like,
I'm gonna dominate you because that's totally what these people are doing.
And they exist on every side of everything. When I say I don't like grapes on my charcuterie board, I understand why people eat grapes. I get why people eat grapes. I like grapes. They're fine.
Yeah.
I'm just saying you have a finite amount of space, and if you're at a party, I ain't there to have grapes.
Right, right, right. And I'm saying the same about Triscuits. Fine.
There you go.
But I think you should have the self-esteem to find, you know, a cracker that doesn't need a ton of shit on it.
What's the cracker? Don't offer problems without solutions.
Well,
what are
you know the polarity. It's Wheat Thins.
Wow.
Wheat Thins are meant to, you can eat them alone.
Get your dad on the phone.
Triscuits, I need to talk to you. I need to hear them up with so much shit.
Are you just trying to revolt against your father, who's a Triscuit guy? Is this what this is all
about? No, my dad is actually... This is, I say this in the act, but we agree on the Triscuits.
No, you do. This is a comment.
This is the thing.
I support your comedy career. Yeah, this is the thing.
No, my parents have never seen me do stand-up.
What?
Or any of my TV stuff or anything.
This is insane.
They've definitely seen.
What do you mean they're conservative? What does that have to do with anything?
Like, they're afraid of what I'm going to say.
I've never seen you do anything that I'd be like, I can't believe her parents have seen this. Like, I haven't grabbed my pearls.
I know,
in the back.
Well,
that's how I go to every comedy show. I go with my purse, my pearls on, and I go, my word.
Every time I see you back there, I'm like, Jared,
my brooch.
Lighten up, God.
So they've definitely Googled your digital stuff.
I guess. Well, but we've never.
Are they
going
to come to chew on this?
No.
They should come to this. It's food.
I still have a lot of inappropriate things, but.
Well, they should go see you if they're listening right now. What if this was the thing they're like, oh, I'll check this out. She talks a lot about They debated charcuterie boards and told someone to go fuck a lot. Blair, thank you for coming. You
got to
get out of here. Always a blast
to
see you. Yeah. It's so good to get back together and do this. Everyone go follow Blair at Blair Saki on Instagram and Twitter. Solo show, Chew on This, December 12th, 10 p.m. at the Lyric Hyperion. Tickets on Lyric website or Blair's Instagram bio. I'm Jared Freed. We're here every Tuesday and Friday. Such a pleasure to be here at the Comedy Store. Thank you for having us. We'll be back next episode. Boom.